Tak, taky se vach. I think we're up to Siftes. But we'll be up to Siftes anyway, I'm not sure. Zuktim Chavazai, Siftes. This is after he said, the Machava said, we already learned last week, about the age that children should be go to Cheder, the age of five. Bit older if they're not, if they're schwach. So he talks here the machaba something which is a very, very common occurrence, and has to know halachadik how one approaches it. This is very often you got a class of children, and you got one or two children. Say in Yiddish, the shtel and the su. They're not. They're not listening. They don't listen. They don't pay attention. Nowadays, there's a label for each type of not paying attention. Everything's labeled nowadays. About zinuing them, these labels. I found a double nifle in Rav Dasa wing them. Of a kaponim. So what do you do? Child, tinek she'enoi mevin likois. You got a child who doesn't understand how to read. Doesn't know how to read. What do you do with him? Zukta Mechava, lo yisalku misham. You shouldn't remove him from the class. You shouldn't remove him from the kitter or the cheder. Elo yeshev im ha'achirim. He should sit with all the others, with all the other boys. Ulai yovin. Maybe you would understand. Interessant. Remember, that's a Gemara. It's a Gemara in Bava Basra. Most of these Gemaras are in Bava Basra Chof Aleph. So the Gemara puts this halacha this way. Omale Rav, the Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. The time of Rav, there was a famous Malamed Tinokos, a famous teacher for children, little children. Well, you know, Aleph based type of children. So this Rav was his rabbi. He said to Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, Ki mochis li inuka, when you hit a child, Loi simchi, you shouldn't hit him. Elo ba'arkasa, the masana. Only with the shoelace, kitzer. Yeah, homologous shoelaces weren't like our shoelace. Our shoelaces nowadays, that's you can't hit anybody with it. It doesn't work. But it's the shoelaces. I don't know if you ever saw a chalitza sheikh. It looks like a tefillin strap, that kind of thing. Same kind of thing. So Rashi says, "Birtzua shel minolim," with a tzua of shoes. Kaloima, that means mako kalo shelo yuzak. A light maka, they shouldn't get harmed. The child shouldn't get harmed. The quarry. Quarry. Push it, pshat, it follows on. That means you got a child, and that nicht. Why does he not learn? Not paying attention, he's not concentrating as much as a 5-year-old should be concentrating. So if, after you hit him a bit with a soft, like a mzukt, with a soft ritzua, he learns, no, quarry, he learnt her. If it helps, he's going to learn, it's fine. The loy quarry, but if it doesn't help to make him learn, then lehavi tzavsa lechavrei. Let him be tzavsa, means company, for his chava. Is that plural or singular? Lechavrei or lechav? Don't know how to be. Yeah, lechavrei rav. Balls in. Yeah. Apushat. He should be company for the zot Rashi. Let's see Rashi. How's Rashi explain that? Lehavi tzavsa lechavrei. Ein chuzokuk. You don't have to give him more patch. Not chalila, patch you should never give him. You shouldn't hit him more with his rutsua. And not to remove him from your kitta. But tzavsa, he should sit together with the others in their company. The sofer lost a slave. Rashi says a haftocha. Sefer is a slave. It's not a lach. It's not a Rashi. Yeah. The Mechavet said the words, whatever the Mechavet is, but Asher, the Rashi talks about Avados, as if it's a Havtocha, he's not going to hear, he's not going to learn. Avados Shteidu. Dosh Shteidu. So what are we talking about? We must be talking about a child who's got Kishrin. He can understand if he wants, he's just not bothered. Because if he's got no kishrin, what's it help to hit him? Thus, zogt Ravina Gershon, no less, often plus zogt. Ravina Gershon says, it's issa to hit him. If he can't learn, if he hasn't got a cup, so what's a heter to hit him? Neither does this help, nor is there a heter. You can't hit a child, someone developed a head. Only for TLS. So no TLS, don't hit him. Now was then, let him stay there to keep company to all the children, to the other children, and maybe, like the Mechava says, Azuk the Mechava. What's interesting, what I'm trying to point out here is, the Gemara starts off with Rav said to Shmuel, Bashilas, when you hit a child, hit him with only a Ritzua, a light Ritzua, right? And if he learns, he does. If he doesn't learn, he should be Tzavsa, you shouldn't throw him out. The Shulchan Aruch brings this halacha the other way around. This member, the other way around. He starts off, the Mechava starts off in Siv Tes for telling us a child who doesn't understand learning, yet don't remove him from the class. Elo yeshiv machirim ula yovin. And the next halach he talks about lo yake, oisem alavad, etc., etc., certain ways when yes, when not. Interesting, yeah? Sort of pshat, this thing. So I'll tell you the pshat how the Mechava learns. As I zuk to Bis Yosef, the Mechava learns these two members don't follow. They're not one. It's not one case that if you hit a child because not learning, don't hit him with anything hard. Hit him with a soft rutsua. If he learns. The quarry is a separate union. Five members. First member is Om Rav Shmuel, Rav Rav Shmuel Vashilas. If Ki Mochis, when you hit a child, Leinuka Lo Simcha Elo Ba'Aksidem Sana. Full stop. You only hit a child with a soft Ratzua. Why are you hitting him? Shteitnish. Why? Not because he's Yala and not a Shteitnish for us. Then he says another member should know. If a child who learns, it's fine. And if not, don't throw him out. There's two separate members. So the Mechava brings them the other way around. Yeah, it's Santa Dach. I think of Balzai a bit. Balzai. So, what's yeah, we'll see in a minute why. Yeah, the psychology, the Goyish psychology of Chinuch today, I thought it's a new thing today. Is there Rav Dasser Chavin 50 years ago, 60 years ago, about the same thing. This psychology, the approach, that the kindergarten children must be allowed freedom and do what they make their own decisions, and not, yeah, this is, Mamash, I'll give you a label for it in a minute. What was it? You think it's wonderful, yeah? British values, yeah? British values. Never. It'll change, you see? It'll change. 5 years' time, they'll all realize it's all wrong. Change here. All get off and go on to a different train, yeah? It's, ah! From Chuk Echaim, it was stated in the Torah, that was Nitzris. So, Bemis, this chat of the Havit Safsa the Chavri, somebody had tried to learn this good, and if not, he should be Safsa the Chavri. So, we said Rashi's chat, that should be in company with others, and maybe he learned. Was it passing to Mechava? That's how Mechava brings it. And the Yeshivim Machirim, Ula Yovin, you might understand. Fine. But I'll tell you the Mashal, the Mashal was the Andapshat in Ganson. It's Hashem Chavri, pair him up with another child who does learn. Pair him up with another child who does learn. Because, first of all, if that other child hasn't got a Chavrusa, yeah, he'll also become a battler. Dr. Mashal. I'll take him on a battler. So he should learn with this boy. So, the one who's learning, that is a chalenan. And the boy is not learning, as I'm saying, that's pshat tzav sadechavri. He's come, what? Talking if it will work, that's you've got to try first. As though he's up to Marshall, it's up to Marshall. Hey, Marshall's up. All these things are eitzes, if they work. If they don't work, then you've got to find another eitzes. Yeah? Well, then. Oh. Is. Yeah, this eitz also doesn't work. Yeah, sure. Versteht sich, das ist aber Pusche, das ist zwischen den Anachoinen, Heintag, Achoinen, Andrew Paskim. All this work is okay only if this child doesn't disturb. If you've got a child who's not learning, or not learning properly, so he's distracted, he's not occupied, he starts doing things which disturb the whole class. So what do you do with him? What's the point? Many teachers, the first action is out. Get out of the class. What's he going to do outside the class? Not the Malama's problem. Or is it? Isn't it? So I push the Zach. Remember, there are two in the Moshe. Negus Moshe, Yerdei Chelik Beis. Simon Kufgibel. So he says, I read you out. B'dvar lahanish es ha-talmidim b'bitl teure. Vadai ein lahanish b'bitl teure. Sha-kilkul hu vadai. That's zikhe kilkul. Vatel es mizeh, and the benefit of it, is rak sufik. Upomim hu rak sufik rochik. It's going to help. It's going to help that the class will be orderly. But the child's not going to be helped. You've got to get around the child. I remember in Gateshead, I was zeichet to be in the boarding school at the time of Rabban Berger Zecheni Brucha for maybe a year, I think it was. Rabban Berger Zecheni Brucha, I mean, I got to eat. He was the principal of the boarding school. He was not very young, he was, I think, 57, 80. So he, in those days, I don't know how it goes nowadays in schools, but in those days, the standard punishment was give lines. 1,000 lines, 2,000 lines, 10,000. And you see all kinds of tricks, all the boys, you see all kinds of tricks and photocopies. Well, she didn't solve Zachen. About Kapolim, lines. I'll tell you, Tainet, that is the most soul-destroying punishment to give a child. It's so empty, so nothing. It doesn't give him anything. What does it give him? It makes him crazy, that's all. What's the chat on him? What he used to do was, he got hold of the child, said, that's it. Or you did something else wrong with his. Obviously, he says, Fetachapas. If you, that's on a Bismel Torah. And the Torah will. A Torah is more Shiva Machzir Lemutov. Learn two Pokim Mishnahs about Pe. Learn three Pokim. Well, the feed the kitchen of the child. I can just tell you, it was very good. It works very well. Nishkan Petch, and Nishkan Lines, and Nishkan Yalazachem. Torah. And it worked. So, Gimain. It's going to take it. Oh, but Akapunim, that's what the Moshe Fashion says. Nishkan Bittel Torah and Nishkan Bittel Torah, something which would be first of all. Abba, so all the Achori brings from Moshe. Avada, you've got to try first with helping the child. See, find out what's wrong with him. What's wrong with him? Sometimes, we have to go and Kri Charein into what's Titzach in the home of the child. There are many children who are dysfunctional in school because of the matter in the house. And I'm old, the Mlama doesn't know. How should you know? Lama says, that could be a possibility. That's all should be one of the things on the list to tick. Or they are diminished. But very often, the matter at home is so bad, a child can't learn. It can't open a gitter cup, or be totally torn apart. Come from him. I come from, but I hear the other side of the problem. Of a Caesar, it's some davisn. You have to find out what the problem is. What the problem is? Of a to throw out. So do I read the Sakhman Kenshin do by the Reb Shimon Russell? Yeah, he was here. He spoke here. He comes from. He used to be from Lakewood. He spoke here. He writes in one of his books that if you've got to throw a child out of a moised, don't just throw him out. Where's he going to go? Find out first which would be a suitable moised for him to go and get him transferred. Hagan's not going to. A child who's thrown out of a moised, it also gets destroyed. A child who's made an application to a moised, the parenting application, and he doesn't get an answer for months and weeks at end, yet he also gets destroyed. The other zachen is mamsha in yadin. But to get through him out is terribly soul destroying for a child. And that is mensch. It often doesn't recover from it. So one has to know. Listen, where is the handle of the matter? What do? The first thing is not read metach in the kind. Find out what's tutzach with him or about the child. Find out the background. What's tutzach? To find out if there's a problem. Maybe there's a problem. Maybe he needs help. Maybe he needs treatment. Maybe he needs whatever it is. The problems in the house, in the home, like I said. So to be quick, to throw a child out, what's he got out of it? Ed came to school, Ed came to the cheder, to learn him, and he's throwing him out. He spends half the time, half the year, he's spending out in the corridors doing nothing. This is gefährlich. Yeah. The class is fine, but the boy isn't. That's the first thing. So, listen, we have to handle the Sache. This is the erste Sache. To schlugen, to hit, that we see the next sif, about it. Doesn't look at sif, a zweite sif, I mentioned before, the shouldn't have zweite sif. So Yaakov Meir Stern writes in Sefer that this whole thing of if a child who disturbs, like I said, disturbs, you've got to try all methods to discover and to find out how you can resolve the problem without having to throw him out. Sometimes he needs special help. Sometimes he needs somebody to be with him in the kitter to help him. I see you there, the you can get. That one wants to work out. The big lack of money even for the stump of the moist, not for extra help. But it has to be addressed. So gedav zayn geld. We have misif in the poskim that for all these tzorchei chinuch and chadorim, there should be a kupa soir. Yeah, a kupa soir for neighborhood. Right? That's not here to stop that kupa in the stop a fund into which those who can afford deposit money to be able to help children who need special extra help. It's not kana zach. The state in the poskim shown. Yes, nishkan zach on height. The problems are as now as they were 100, 200, 300 years ago. Just the help isn't there. That's nicht so darf machen. Darf es machen. There's another nukuda which the post can bring here, that is the attitude of the malamba to the children. Here it brings from Ochos Sadikim and Shara Nova and in the Anivis. There's an Anivis from the Rebbe to treat the children in a way that they need to be treated. That's anivus, and to help them explain to them again and again and again until they understand. to talk to them, the same upon them, Yosef, and that's Shmeichel of upon them. Yeah, I've spoken before, I think, about a smile. Of a Shet in the Gemara, the Vichtikar of a smile. A child should feel that the Rebbe's got a warmth to him, and he'll warm to the Rebbe, and immediately he'll learn. Sachmul as like general. But there are all different kinds of approaches. Come to Sachm. Yeah, and the Rebbe, he says, the Rebbe shouldn't look to the Tzadikim. The Rebbe shouldn't say, yeah, the child has got such a copy of Stein. I'll never get through to him. Never say never. Yes, never say never. I'm Kenneth Wilson. The Sachm mentioned who had heads like a stone, and we're on Godoy Yisrael. Yeah, one of the best examples is known is Maram Shik. Yeah, the Maram Shik is Yedua. Yeah, he said about himself. The Maram Shik, he used to get up to get a sefer. By the time he got to the swarm cupboard, he'd forgotten what he was looking for. And later years, Egoron was in Egoron, why Egoron, 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 and Geshitz, and he, Egorant, and in the end, Egoron at Talmud and Chasson Sefer, and in the end, when the Chasson Sefer used to come to his town for holidays, so the Chasson Sefer, he said, in front of the Chasson Sefer, drushes which he had heard from the Chasson Sefer, which the Chasson Sefer didn't remember. Yeah. So, I know from my door, I know many people who are in the yeshiva. Who came to yeshiva, Mamash Nishkin Kop. And then Gavon, Grüße Tom Lechomim, because Magabat. I think I mentioned before this year, maybe, and I mentioned it again. So do heint and from the greatest poskim in Eretz Yisrael. When he came to yeshiva at first as a boy, as a child of 14, he had such a shoyer kop that he couldn't understand a mishnah like shoyer shenogach hasapor. Shoyer, an ox, that gored a poor cow. I had to explain to him, what is an ox? An ox is an animal with four legs, and a tail, and a head, and on the head's got horns, and it goes and pushes its horns into another animal, which is called a poro. Right, what's a poro? An animal, 4 feet, that's nice. And that's good. Chaz nochem, and nochem, nochem, till he understood. Yet today, I live in the Christ of Pascha, and that's all. At first, it's going on, a bucher in Gates of Yeshiva came from husband Ian. Shrekop. A few people in this room knew him. Well, and were in yeshiva probably when he was there, when he came. And he was only interested in cricket. Good English boy, cricket. This is it. And in those days it was the old Gates of Yeshiva Samadish. Old Samadish. Those who remember the old Samadish, they prefer that it remains in memory. Yeah. It's going, full of smoke and full of dust. It's a kvetch. And he said, these boys are crazy. Midsummer, he came for yeshiva week. Midsummer, sitting in the stuffy of a Samadish. Let's go to to Salto Park and we're going to play cricket with them. Because they got around him, Makiretmatim, and Maskim to learn, and he started learning. And how did he learn? Yeah, they were learning, I think, Arbor was Nzikin. So the first word was Arbor, he went to the first boy in the row. Always, next boy. Nzikin, the third boy. And he went around the Besmedish once or twice every Seder to understand the words, and until he understood all the words, and looked up, and slowly, go on, take Tom Kochum. So, don't judge a boy by his Shari Kopf. Snishkan Achor. And all the poskim here bring also the mass of Rav Preda. Rav Preda learnt with his Talmud, he used to repeat everything 400 times. Now, I don't think you'll find a Malama today who'll be prepared to chazer 400 times in the Talmud. But in that schus, later on there's a Holomaiser, one day he didn't understand it for 400 times, and he said, why, what's happened to you today? So he said, because I know that someone's going to come and call you for a Dvar Mitzvah, so every minute I think they're going to call you, so I couldn't concentrate. So, all right. Sit down again, and then concentrate 400 times. So the Baskel came, he got the schar, he was offered the schar, either of living for 400 years, or this whole dal of Zeicher to Olam Habo. So he chose the whole dal of Zeicher to Olam Habo. So the Ben Shem said, give him both. And he lived 400 years. So that's so. Daf hum gedult. It's a wichtige Sache. It's not easy. Aber was ist mit der Farbe von dem? Man darf ein Spaller sein von dem. Ja. A person's got a short fuse. Yeah, gets angry very quickly. He should find some other job. Should work as a priest, prison guard, something like that. Absolutely. Dafür das nicht. That's the halacha. Look, then keep the second halacha. Fitazoi. Lo yake oyster malamed. So now the Mechaber brings the first halacha that Rav said to Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. Lo yake oyse melamed makas oyev. The melamed shouldn't hit the child makas oyev like an enemy hits or musa achzori with cruel musa. Lo yibushutim. Is it shoytim? What's shoytim?
Shoytim.
Is it
singular
shoyt? Is it a wheat? Yeah. Is it shoyt? Can say. I don't know. What is it? I don't think so. Shoyt. A mishnah. The mishnah is a mishnah in shvi'is. It's a vegetable. Yeah. It's a vegetable. Which is a bit. It's a kind of asparagus.
Kind of what?
Asparagus.
Asparagus.
Yeah. Don't use that. I mean,
for hitting.
What? A shoyt,
you hit the horse with that.
Not an asparagus. He says there are two kinds, one's for eating and one's for hitting. It's all shit. I was for eating as well. Can I say something which is soft? It's mine. It's not, otherwise it makes no sense. Shit, where is Ochdo? Vleva makel, and not with a stick. You can't use a stick. So what's shooting or shaiting, whatever you want to call it? What is it? It's not a stick. It can't be a stick because she's to lay a muckle, not with a stick. Elo birtsua katana, a small rutsua.
A shoyt is a wooden handle with a leather strip after which you hit the horse. remember seeing it.
Hmm? Imagine what's cool. You see it. It's cool. Yes. Yep. So, Fegach, I ask you, are you allowed to hit with your hands? Stick the chicken into the hands. You have to give a patch, a kind. You have to give a child a patch. Steht nicht. Elo wird zu Katana. Elo wird zu Katana. Ich habe so etwas erfahren, der Medrisch in Tillim. Medrisch Tillim. Sheikh hat er Medrisch Tillim. In Simon Lamed Ches. Kapitel Lamed Ches. Das ist schön, ich forgot to bring it. I'm sure it's on here. There's, yeah, sucht er dort. So I can't remember the exact Russian word for word now, I didn't try to memorize it. Aber steht, Mi she'eni yodei ala hakois, that's what he says. A person doesn't know how to hit. He's, al-pialoch was permitted. He hits a child on his eye, on his head, on his face, and that can cause him damage. Shit, that can cause him damage. I know there was a case once where a child got partially deaf because of a patch he got. Partially deaf. Sakona. The way to hit a child with the mattress is one way. You bend him over and you hit him on his back. I'm not sure exactly which part of the back, but I think there's a special place created in every child where which is made for hitting on. And that's where you should hit him. With a stick, push it with a tzur katana al gaboy on his back. Yeah, so it was thing. So we used to We were in cheder. I was in Paris. I was in school, but in Paris went to cheder. The cheder after school. In a heimische cheder, in an English malamed, in a Polish malamed. Polish Malamed, it was okay, but the English Malamed, he had a box, a pail of sticks, of branches of trees, broken ones, cut, and he used to use them. But he went through quite a few. We had to keep on renewing them because they got broken. On the children. So, and Agushum. What's the heter? I know you say to me, Alam Ugunazoi, Ibn Ugunazoi, Minig Yisrael, Mikachis. I don't know what the heter was. Nobody says what the heter was. Nobody talks about it. I think it's been sort of swept under the carpet. We're not doing it. What's the heter? What was the heter? Andere bringen that a heter to use a stick to hit a child on his hand. It's soft, so hard, and not hard. Not hard. But when you get children come home from cheder, from school, whatever it is, with finger marks on their face, and that kind of thing, that child didn't get hit. Yeah, but with a mark or color, like Rashi says, which won't harm. It's a shwer patch. Nish can heter for them. And this is no heter, it's kenzines, gitarain, and aisa deraisa of leistosif. That you mustn't hit a person more than what they deserve. So it's a big problem. There's a shaila also. The shaila is, what about a father to children? Father, mother to children, is there a heter or not? Bemis, shtet in Chayodom. Chayodom shtet in Klal Samach Vov. He is talking about chinuch habonim, on children. If a child won't take Musa, with speaking, that can never shave it. Then one can hit him with a stick. Shave it, it's up to your stick. Achloya kenu makus achzorios. Come here, shoot him. He means shoot him, fools, yeah? Like fools who hit makus achzorios. Ele b'sheve to rutsua. Dof hamo, you can't use a shave it. Is there a chilek between a rabbi hitting a Talmud and a father hitting a child? So I'll just tell you, I'll give you a little hakdama to this, because the shaila is, in the Gemara, Rashi said, a mako, you should only hit with the arkasa demasana, but otsuo is shaminolim, kloimar, mako kalo shelo yuzak. A light maka, that the child won't get any damage from it. So why rutsuas then? Say, use a stick, but hit him lightly so the child won't get damaged. So you can see from here, it's not enough. Because if you use a stick, you could easily come to hit him with a mach, which can be huzak. So that's why Rashi says it means. That's why he says rutsur katana. So with that, you can only be mak with a mak kala shelo yuzak. So let's go too much into the amkas of it. But from the Rambam's loshens mashma, the ik is not to use a stick b'chal. But I'm just saying that those mashma, the ik is also a mak kala. Zuk halt chay al chokhm sodom, as if zuk nur rabbi yakim meh shten, in an sefer, fahang tachan din, zuk the, that a parent, even if he uses a stick, it's a chatata, a mama, but rachmon on the kinder, he goes, come on, he won't hit them with a makka sachzori, maybe you don't have to make that gedder not to use a stick, because if he uses a stick, he won't hit them with a makka sachzori. So the child is safe. It's like lo yuzak. That is, for those who know what goes on, that is b'derech rov. No, it's not a wishful thing. Rov is azay. Yeah, it's a rov. I'm not b'denkin. It's not me. It's which is lies in ish azay. Yeah, and we've got stories around here within a 5 minute radius where lida children get hit. It says no rev oyim. And then they don't learn the cheder, and the cheder they don't know because the rebbe's always done the cheder. I'm just putting the two sifim together here. Yeah. Oh, this is I says as mam shazay. It's mam shazay, and everything's kept quiet because if it gets out, everybody knows what happens. Especially now. Says fel chazach. Oh, but that's the kav. Those halacha are shulchan ordik. And bemis is more than that. The state should do in the pesach tshuva. If a rebbe or even a father hits a child more than necessary. It's chayv avod vorem. It's chayv avod vorem. He's got to pay. Tzar, ripui, nezek, boishas. You're going to say, as a state in the Gemara, that if sochinuch is not chayv, zung kamach, zung dust of pshat, not chayv, zot no tuk bachiv gos. If chalili vachas, a person hits a child, it comes from us of that Munzchayv Golus, Rechon Vizlom. Yeah, of Golus comes from Chayv then. For other things is Zicha Chayv Dal Dvorin. So he brings here, as somebody who hit a Talmud Veshova Yisragloi, Chayv V'chamisha Dvorin. Menadi Noisei, Ad Shifayis La Nechbal. Because we fight him. How could we fight him? A child, the Pesach is not a bar mechila. Child can't be moichel. And I know of cases where a rebbe, I find it unbelievable to believe even. A rebbe bullied a child. A ganze year. At the end of the year, I think a bit mechila. Very nice of him. He's killed off the child. It's ugehaget. Gendikt. And the child can't be moichel anyhow. Because they ask, where's his bar mitzvah? Yeah, like the master of the stipler. But yeah, where's his bar mitzvah? Yeah, I know, and I saw in the sefer here, I'll bring it. Sokim, Chuvus of Sokim, he brings that. Well, I know myself, I've heard this from people who are already Zaydas, Elter Zaydas, who are still angry and cannot be Moichel the Rebbe's and the Chadorim they went to for the way they're treated in Cheder. Bamas, Remoshe zukta a gewaltig wichtige Sach. Hagon Remoshe zikhani roch zukt. In that same Chuvah I mentioned before, the beginning of the Chuvah, says here, things happen in a classroom. It's very difficult. It's a shver zach, I'm not listening. Aber it's a shver zach. He says, a Rebbe wants to be manish a Talmud. No. It's takamuta, if he deserves Einish. But Zuchter Moshe has got to be a double borough. You've got to be clear, like in Besdin. The same way as in Besdin, you can't be manish somebody unless you know for sure he's done what is purported that he did. It's got to be borough. Not a chashad ba'alma. And even if you've got an umdadah, who's the normal culprit of this kind of thing? Plainy. So, he gets his punishment. You can't work on umdadahs. Avada gewist, a malamad mumchi says, who's the umman and us, avada he can't, he's got to use his judgment, but he's got to be very, very careful. If he's reacting when he's angry, when he's in a temper, and us, so, kim shvoli klal ka, asvoli klal tos, afilach moshe aveni gazot. So how can you judge? You've got to calm down first. You go and have a tea break. You go for a spazier. Calm down. Oh, but you can't judge. It's halachas. Din moments and all din nefoshes. So he says when a child does something wrong, first thing to do is speak the Vimusa. Clearly, and he sees there's a necessity to give a punishment, then Roshoy L'Anshoy, he's allowed to punish him, V'yishuv Hadas, in a calm state of mind, V'loy Bekas V'rugza, not in anger. As a Gemisha. Gemisha is a Taloch Donish, yeah. If you want a Musadic approach, you become the Meister Rebellion and then steht in Spivesh in Dortmund, in Level Yo. Once a child of his did something wrong and he was angry with him and he wanted to tell him off, and he waited for 2 weeks to tell him off. But when he knew, by then he knew he's not angry anymore, he told him off, be sure that. But otherwise, you're bound to say something wrong. And a child is very sensitive to unfairness. They know when it's unfair, and they'll not forget. We've spoken about it before, but after man nachmol, it's a very difficult job. Be malam with the kanshi can gain gezach. Yes, a grosser zach, gewaltige grosser zach. Shetan's forum, if you people know the chashivus of being malam with everybody around be malam them. There's other reasons why people don't want to be malam them, but it's a shver zach. Darf dan sein. One has to be a very balanced person. A very balanced person. So I'm not asking him with Einshim. So, to bring down. The other situations, the Moshe Shteit HaChazal, Shteit in Masechta Smuchas. Don't threaten a child, you're going to punish him. If you want to punish him now. If you don't punish him now, then forget about it. Favos, because Master Shehoyel, something like Master Shehoyel. The Master Shehoyel, that the son of, I forgot the name, in Mesechta Smuchos, says was his father threatened him that he's going to, I'll give you what for, we was looked at and was looked. And he went and committed suicide. Sorry? Yeah, he comes to that. But be careful. You don't know what the child, because he was terrified, what's going to happen to me? So he was so scared, he took his life. He jumped in a boir. He drowned himself. So either do it now, get it over and done with, or don't do anything. So as I bring it, you start to smoke us. There's a lot of things like that with Daf Listen. Of the ik is, never start with hitting. Always start off with talking. Person withholds the stick, he hates his son. So Azariah, the person who loves his son, will use a stick. Oh, the person doesn't end off like that. The person who loves his son, Shaykh Musa, Muzuk to Musa. You start from down Musa to watch it first. Something's bothering him, all kinds of things. Nowadays we know more things that trouble children that we used to be known in the past. More things that trouble children, that disturb them, because they're seeing more things. They see more things, they're experiencing more things. They're much more open to Zachen, which years ago children never even knew about. So that's not a chesed. Therapy is a common sachan, and a lot of these things help. Not always. It's like everything else, but it's like medicine. It's not all medicines help for everybody. But alkaponim is a thing. These are issues which need to be addressed. But that it needs a lot of, and you don't always know yourself. Ge frig, frig a mumcha, as get a etza, frig. The fasting game. Chum noch hazachlo. This halacha of not hitting with some more than a ritzua, is that kol yom of as long as he's zitzen acheda or to what age? Steht nicht. Nun shuch noch steht nicht. Steht nirgends nicht. The one thing we just say, it says in the Gemara in Ksuvos as odom is galgal. So Rashi says, Yeridim Melechayav, Rashi says in Ksuvos, Yeridim Melechayav means that he hits him and he withholds food from him. If you don't behave yourself, you're not going to get milk. You're not going to get it. Interesting thing. Nowadays, I'm not sure if that's a good idea. But Kapoor is a trashy. In your opinion, does it say in this Shukla Gemara that after 12 you can hit a child in any way you want? Is that part of Yeridim Melechaya? Or the only thing that Rashi's added here is that you withhold food from the child to entice him to behave and to learn. That's Yeridim Melechayav. He gets hungry. So Mela, he'll do what's supposed to do. Aber steht nicht da, they can hit him more than till that age. Steht nicht. Sagamora. Yeah, and the Rambam says this member in the Gemara is not brought down the halacha. Nisha Rambam, Nisha Shuchnoch, steht nicht negets. Which is a zach, which is a double pella. That's enough. That's not looking a bit. If you look in Shapsa Frankel's Rambam, you see that in the Tzeichnum Mamakovis. It's try to find all the Mamakovis. But Midachsech, Yeridim Lechayev is withholding food. That's the extra bit. That's the Chayev. If you're going to say to me that the Yeridim Lechayev means you hit him until his chayim becomes a sakona, it's kind of chazich also. What's the Yeridim Lechayev? But with a lack of anybody saying it means that, lechoyra, it means that. So some people bring the Marsho. We'll look at the Marsho Haltazay. As Yeridim Lechayev means to hit him. But if you look at the Marsho, it's shtetnisht. Marsho's up. Doesn't say that. He just brings the Rashi who says that as on shlogan and withhold food from him. But doesn't say he as on shlogan anything more than before. I had to shesh as azach. Nobody says that. Mechtes, oder keine Mathe, sondern das ist auch Schikron, der Rambam Schikronuch. Steht nicht so. Steht der Halucha auf hitting a child. Er doesn't say an age limit. Steht nicht bis wann. So, also das ist ein, zwei von den einzigen Paskim, of the younger Dora Paskim, who sogen as his mother, and they take it on the Pasha, and they repeat it a few times in the Sefer. I don't know. Rebbe Nich, aber ich bin sehr super, because that's a pshat. Das ist auch gut, noch ein Zeichen nehmen. Anyway, we're going to go to Raya, other Rabbi, let me see. Aber das ist um die Gold lernen, heute von Nacht. Da geht's auch. Next week.